How's it, everyone? Welcome to Paralyzed Journey. First time in a very long time that I'm uploading a podcast. Feel free to go and visit my website, paralyzedjourney.com, where there is live feeds of most of my social media platforms. And you can click through to my profiles and go and like and subscribe, and go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Paralyzed Journey, where I upload vlogs and where I show everybody that everything that you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for. Today I want to speak about the wisdom of fear. Sounds weird. Wisdom. Does fear have any wisdom? Anything really worth doing in our lives will have some fear attached to it. Think back of big achievements in life. There was fear attached to it while you were in transition, or while you when you made the decision of, okay, this is what I'm doing. And at the end of the day, that was a big success. For example, having a baby, getting married, changing careers, all of these life changes can bring up deep fears. It helps to remember that this type of fear is a good fear. Well, I never knew after thinking about it that fear can actually be good. Not in my mind, but in any case. Fear is also a potent reminder that releasing and grieving the past is a necessary part of moving into a new section, a new part, a new phase of your life. Fear is a way of throwing us off balance, making us feel uncertain and insecure. But it's not meant to discourage us. Its purpose is to notify us that we are at the edge of our comfort zone. Boy, do I love a comfort zone. And yes, fear notifies us that we are at the edge of that zone, and we are poised between the old life and the new one. Whenever we face our fear, we overcome an inner obstacle and move into a new life-changing territory, both inside and out. Think about it. Gosh, I'm trying to do a podcast and here's someone switching on a vacuum cleaner around me. And I'm in a wheelchair, so I can't just move very quickly. Just see the humor in that, please. Okay, let me finish up this episode and I will upload another one just now, without the background noise of a vacuum cleaner. Cheers, everyone. How's it, everyone? This morning I promised I will carry on with my talk about fear, the wisdom of fear, but to be honest, I'm not feeling like it now. So you guys can go and read the blog on my site, paralyzedjourney.com. That was a lot easier for me to just quickly write the blog and get some of the stuff off my heart. I was supposed to make a video about self-cath, my home setup about self-cath, but that's also not happening tonight. The pain levels is really getting to me, so I will be in bed with a computer on my lap and a television. That's it, with a lot of dogs surrounding me and a lot of love. On the personal note, Andre is quickly having a braai, if everybody knows. I know the European and the US of Faye people won't know a braai, that's a barbecue. Andre is quickly having a barbecue. And I had a haircut, and I will post some photos on that now on social media. Okay, everyone, till tomorrow morning, I'm sure I'll have the energy to chat to you guys about something. There's always something I can chat about in the morning. And I must say, I met an awesome lady. Her name is Liesl. And yeah, she inspires me. She said that I inspired her before her accident. And then she got into the accident, into a accident. And yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities. So maybe we'll do a quick phone chat. I mean, we just won't post this on her social media pages. We'll post it on mine and we can have a quick interview, just a quick chat, which can be very nice. Let's say we'll chat about a simple thing like limitations. So I'll be in contact with her and I will let everyone know if we are going to do a podcast, myself and Liesl. If not, I will carry on with my podcasts. Yeah, Liesl, when the time is right. Okay, everyone, have a good evening and let me go and chill. Thank you for listening to Paralyzed Journey, and go and subscribe on my YouTube channel, Jacques Fulion Paralyzed Journey. And once again, go and visit my website, paralyzedjourney.com, where there's a lot of social media feeds. It's live feeds, so everybody can see what's happening on my Twitter account, my Facebook account, and I don't do Instagram, like most of you guys know. Okay, everyone, cheers for last time. Have a good evening. Bye.